The Alaska Northern Waters Task Force has given the legislature its findings and recommendations on the effects of climate change in the Arctic and how the state fits into national and international interest in the region. Chairman Reggie Jewell of Kotzebue says the goal was to identify opportunities and challenges for the state.
You know, it's not like Alaska has been absent. I want to make that clear. But it was a way for the legislature, using people from the administration and from the public, to get together and use this task force on getting some information of what are some of the things that we should look at.
Among its recommendations, the task force called for expansion of oil and gas development in the Arctic, as well as for the state and federal governments to improve technology for spill cleanup. It also suggests taking steps to improve the likely increase in marine transportation in the region, and it calls for more fisheries-related research and monitoring. Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman said the task force gave the public the opportunity to understand more about what is happening in the Arctic before taking action on individual issues.
We saw firsthand how much is going on internationally around the Arctic, that the Russians have a goal of 2018 and 2019 of transporting LNG from Russia to the market in the Orient. Hopefully the Chinese are building a nuclear icebreaker. You know, maybe a third of the world's hydrocarbon deposits may lie in the Arctic, and that the Bering Strait's choke point, maybe hundreds of mid-sized, large-sized vessels full with hazardous substances. They're going through this very narrow point. You know, that a lot of what we're doing is helping increase the awareness of all the stuff that's happening around us in the world.
Commissioner of Environmental Conservation Larry Hardig pointed to the task force taking a look at long-term issues. He referred to them as things that need to unfold.
If we recognize, you know, where we might be at 10 years from now and we think hard about it, then we can start planning on what we should be doing over that next 10 years to take advantage of that time, so that if and when we get to development, you know, we can do it as safely as possible.
As a mark of ending its assigned task, the group gave the current legislature a resolution establishing an Arctic Policy Commission to build on the findings released today. Links to the task force report are at our website, alaskapublic.org.